Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, fun chatting with Matthew Collar. We're going to continue the NFL conversation now with a segment that we'd love to do every single week of the season. It's Around the NFL.
All right, H. Lake. Let's go ahead and start it out with our wonderful purple here. After 2 weeks, and I know you've talked with Chuck Foreman, you talked with Matthew Collar. What do we know about the Minnesota Vikings?
We know that offensively, they're still trying to find their identity. Like, what is the balance in the run-pass situation there? We know that Justin Jefferson is a star. We know that. But how many times should Dalvin tote the rock? We have to figure that out.
More than six.
We need to figure out how good the offensive line is going to be. I think the offensive line is going to be better this year than it's been the last couple of years. Still a work in progress. And I think the other thing that we know is that the secondary's got a ways to go. Secondary's much to be desired in terms of improvement.
Yeah, the best play coming from the secondary was actually Patrick Peterson of the blocked field goal. I mean, what does that tell you? All right, so after blowing out the Bears on Sunday night, is it still Green Bay's division?
That determination cannot be made yet because the Minnesota Vikings beat the hell out of Green Bay.
And Green Bay beat the hell out of Chicago.
But the team that beat the hell out of us is not in our division. So that's what I'm saying. Like, the Vikings whooped up on Green Bay, who everybody believes is the best team in the division. We can't make them state that case yet because we just don't know.
Yeah.
In Detroit, offensively, they can put up points.
And they don't have Jamison Williams yet. Think about that. When they get him back.
Oh! That's going to be interesting. And they say he's going to play this year.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I could be midway through the season.
You know what, man? Maybe I should apologize to Dan Campbell.
Yeah?
I really thought he was going to be just terrible.
Oh, the biting kneecaps.
And yes.
He was almost too much of a character.
We had fun with that. We did.
Well, you did. I've always been a believer in the Motor City Kitties, personally. Speaking of the Chicago Bears, can Justin Fields be that franchise guy?
I think that Justin Fields is talented. I don't think they're doing a good job of helping him out at all with surrounding him with talent. I don't think that their offensive line is terrible. And other than Mooney and David Montgomery, what else does he have?
I really like Cole Kmet, the young tight end. I really like Cole Kmet. Outside of that, I don't know.
He's all right.
Byron Pringle.
Kmet had some drops this past week.
I'm still a believer in some of the young talent there because, I mean, there was gnashing of teeth and, you know,
they don't want to pay Roquan Smith.
No, they don't.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Well, and I mean,
he's your guy.
They traded Khalil Mack. I mean, there's just, I feel like the Bears are really trying to cut some expenses. And also Ryan Poles, let's not forget, Ryan Poles was the guy the Vikings fans wanted as well. Okay, so let's keep it in the NFC North. What are your impression of the Lions after the first 2 weeks? Week one, they lost to Philadelphia, but they put 35 on the board, and they look pretty good against Carson Wentz and Washington.
That they can put up points and that they're Jekyll and Hyde. I think that there are going to be weeks where the Detroit Lions look like a legitimate NFL football team. I believe there's going to be weeks where the Detroit Lions are going to look garbage and look like the Lions. And we're going to say, same old Lions. I think there's going to be weeks like that. There's no question in my mind there will be weeks like that. But I think there will be weeks where you're like, this is a legitimate NFL outfit.
Yeah.
Like, Dan Campbell knows a little something.
And when's the last time they had a head coach that they, I mean, Jim Caldwell.
Yeah. I was about to beat you, but Jim Caldwell?
Yeah.
He was a pretty solid
coach, and they thought they could do better.
And they haven't done better since he left. Or since they got rid of him.
Is this the end for Tom Brady? Like, he is not.
Is this the end? No addition.
He has not looked good. And I know his wide receivers haven't been healthy. I know Chris Godwin is hurt. I know Mike Evans is, you know, now going to be suspended for this weekend. But, I mean, Julio Jones has been hurt. There's no Gronk. Leonard Fournette's been dealing with a hamstring. He just hasn't had his regular guys, but are we finally, you know, you went with New Edition, I'm going to go with Boys to Men. Are we finally seeing the end of the road?
I see you, Christopher Tubbs. Man, that's a good one. That was a good one right there, bro. We could be seeing the end of the road.
Okay.
We could be. I'm dead serious. Like, that's legit.
Yeah. Well,
you might be on to something right now.
Well, it's hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
We're on something.
Well, see, there we go. All right, let's move out of the NFC here. I'm very intrigued by the Miami Dolphins right now. People thought Tyreek Hill going to Miami, quarterback downgrade, it's going to be awful.
I ain't gonna lie, I kind of thought that too.
Yeah, well,
I didn't think that Tua was a bust, but.
I mean, Tua Tagovailoa, 739, put 470 on the board last weekend against the Ravens.
You like that?
I like that. Six touchdowns. My fantasy team likes it. But right now, is Tua legit?
Oh, I think that Tua's legit. Like, when you say legit, there's levels to legit. Like, I'm not saying legit as in, like, elite.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying legit as in, like, he's going to be, he's, you got to go ahead and pencil him in as a pro bowler.
Yeah.
But I think that he's on the way up. Like, his stock is
rising.
It's rising.
Yes. So, you've got Josh Allen and you got Tua. It's Dolphins-Bills, both teams 2-0. Is this the game of the week? Like, is Dolphins-Bills for AFC East supremacy, is this the marquee matchup this weekend?
No, the marquee matchup of the week is still Packers-Bucks. Because it's Tom Brady and it's Aaron Rodgers. We just sit here and we can talk about Mike Evans, no Godwin. We can talk about all the guys that aren't playing. It doesn't matter. Those two Hall of Famers, GOATs, playing, that's the game of the week. Is it Sunday night? It's not Sunday night. It's Sunday afternoon.
I think it's Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, it's Sunday afternoon next Sunday night is Buccaneers and Chiefs. So they wouldn't put the Buccaneers back-to-back.
Yeah, that game's going to be in Tampa. And, of course, no Mike Evans because he got suspended, just ironically, the week that they play the Packers.
Yep.
So, I mean, I'm not saying it's, you know, conspiracies, but.
Oh, is that what you're, that's what you're
just, it's just kind of weird that all of a sudden, like, John Runyon Jr. plays for the Packers. Why would John Runyon, all of a sudden, appeal denied.
Oh, wow. Wow, you're going conspiracy theory on the bit.
Hey.
Conspiracy theory, I see.
My name's Q Tubbs. Not Chris. Q.
Q? QAnon?
You can call me Q. Where we go one, we go all. Hashtag it.
Gosh. I ask you to wrap up around the NFL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.